Okay, that's it, we did the old business first. So we'll go back now. Under advisement, it's case number 10,351. And this is a gentleman's in for to ask for another permit. His runs out next year. Is that correct?
Lease runs out.
I mean, lease runs out, rather.
Yeah, I don't know that we should. He's asking for four more years, but it's still on lease property. You know, he's had 4 years to do something about it, so I think another year should be sufficient to go coincide with the lease.
And that July the 10th, yeah, of 10.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the intent and purpose of these structures is, you know, for temporary use. And, you know, even though economic times are difficult now for a lot of businesses, they weren't 4 years ago and probably the best we've seen in a while.
True.
So certainly they could have done something in that time frame. And, you know, I can foresee that, granted for anything more than to the end of his lease, then they just lease it and then come back here 3 years after that and ask for another extension.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes a more permanent structure.
To get something put out.
It also concerns me that, you know, they're carrying or they're storing some otherwise hazardous or not hazardous, but highly flammable oxygen bottles and whatnot in there.
It's pretty well secured, though. I don't want to look at that. I mean,
well, yeah, but it's not as secured as a foundation structure would be. In the event of that area happens to be an area, as you well know, twisters tend to go through, and you know, a high pressure cylinder. Flipped over in a storm can be a dangerous thing.
Sharp gas, a lot of people keep the stuff right outside. These are in a trailer. Like sharp gas, other people, they're outside. So, I mean, they are keeping it in its storage buildings. People can't get to it. But a lot of other people right here in Georgetown, outside. Oxygen, propane, same thing. So, but I do agree with you on the period of time. We get the opportunity for them to do something.
I mean, at the end of the lease, if they, you know, have no plans for to purchase or move or whatever, and we can talk about, you know, if they want to come back, and we can talk about what their plans are to build something then.
Yeah.
At the end of the lease.
At the end of their lease, if they decide to go into another lease.
But
that's what they should plan for anyway.
I didn't, but it is well kept. I mean,
I'm
secure
not, yeah, I'm not
and everything else.
That. I just looking at it, those trailers are up off the ground. It wouldn't take much to flip them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as opposed to cylinders being on the ground and secured. Any of it could be dangerous.
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
Well, 1 year is what you're suggesting.
Until the end of their lease, which is, I assume, 1 year.
1 year, yeah.
A year from this July.
I would just say 1 year.
Mm-hmm. So they still got, you know. And then they could come back in and see what they could do at the end of that lease and what they're planning on doing.
Yeah. I would think if they enter into another lease, they should certainly consider building a structure, a more permanent structure.
So he was talking about putting another lease on. So I mean, he got to build on that property then.
Or they could come back to you and let you know the reason why they can't build it or find you or whatever.
Right.
You're saying it for one more year then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
we got a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Workman, that we extend it for one more year.
Well,
Let Renette.
I don't know, they're asking for extension, they're asking for variance.
For variance, I meant, for a year.
A special use exception.
Special use exception.
As I don't see, well, for as a temporary structure won't substantially affect the use, adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay. Let me get that right then, I was reading the one below it, okay. Special use, okay, all.